Part 2. You will hear a radio report about a new security body scanner. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. It may sound like a gadget from a futuristic film, but the full-body scanner, which sees straight through people's clothing, is coming soon to airports in the UK. A high-tech security screening system designed to detect guns and other offensive weapons concealed on the body will be unveiled this month by the defence technology firm Chintiq, which is part-owned by the government. The scanner is expected to be deployed within a year as part of Britain's armoury against terror, capture the naked image of a traveller, even if he or she is wearing several layers of clothing. But to protect people's modesty, they come replete with fig leaf technology that detects which parts of the body need screening out. The system, which uses a special light frequency to see through clothing, was tried out successfully at Gatwick Airport and will go on display at this year's Farnborough Air Show. The technology was originally developed by the Ministry of Defence to use in military helicopters to enable pilots to see through fog. It has been adapted by Chintiq, which used to be part of the top secret defence research establishment at Porton Down for civilian use. The airport scanners are designed to detect concealed metal objects, including knives, guns, hand grenades, and shoe bombs on a fully clad human being. But the millimetre wave sensors will also highlight metallic items of clothing, including zips and buttons. The technology is also expected to show the presence of heart pacemakers and metal pins that have been used to help mend broken bones. Airport operators will be thoroughly screened to ensure their motives are not voyeuristic, Chintiq said. Government sources say the scanners could help tighten security at airports while ensuring that passengers are not subjected to delays. Experts say that the millimetre wave scanner, unlike X-rays, poses no health risk because it uses part of the light spectrum, which people are exposed to every day, to see through clothing. They believe it will cut significant waits for security screening at airports and dispense with pat-down searches by security guards. Only people who are shown to be carrying suspicious-looking metallic objects in clothing or shoes will have to be checked by security personnel. It has the ability to penetrate natural materials, said one expert. What you would aim to do is project any threats that are found onto a screen. It would look as if someone was wearing a body stocking. The technology has already been successfully piloted at British ports, where scanners have seen through lorry walls to detect illegal immigrants being smuggled into Britain. The body scanners are expected to be available within a year for other premises with high security, including government buildings and VIP conferences. Now you will hear part two again. It may sound like a gadget from a futuristic film, but the full-body scanner, which sees straight through people's clothing, is coming soon to airports in the UK. A high-tech security screening system designed to detect guns and other offensive weapons concealed on the body will be unveiled this month by the defence technology firm Chintiq, which is part-owned by the government. The scanner is expected to be deployed within a year as part of Britain's armoury against terror, capture the naked image of a traveller, even if he or she is wearing several layers of clothing. But to protect people's modesty, they come replete with fig leaf technology that detects which parts of the body need screening out. The system, which uses a special light frequency to see through clothing, was tried out successfully at Gatwick Airport and will go on display at this year's Farnborough Air Show. The technology was originally developed by the Ministry of Defence to use in military helicopters to enable pilots to see through fog. It has been adapted by Chintiq, which used to be part of the top secret defence research establishment at Porton Down for civilian use. The airport scanners are designed to detect concealed metal objects, including knives, guns, hand grenades, and shoe bombs on a fully clad human being. But the millimeter wave sensors will also highlight metallic items of clothing, including zips and buttons. The technology is also expected to show the presence of heart pacemakers and metal pins that have been used to help mend broken bones. Airport operators will be thoroughly screened to ensure their motives are not voyeuristic, Chintik said. Government sources say the scanners could help tighten security at airports while ensuring that passengers are not subjected to delays. Experts say that the millimeter wave scanner, unlike X-rays, poses no health risk because it uses part of the light spectrum, which people are exposed to every day, to see through clothing. They believe it will cut significant waits for security screening at airports and dispense with pat-down searches by security guards. Only people who are shown to be carrying suspicious-looking metallic objects in clothing or shoes will have to be checked by security personnel. It has the ability to penetrate natural materials, said one expert. What you would aim to do is project any threats that are found onto a screen. It would look as if someone was wearing a body stocking. The technology has already been successfully piloted at British ports, where scanners have seen through lorry walls to detect illegal immigrants being smuggled into Britain. The body scanners are expected to be available within a year for other premises with high security, including government buildings and VIP conferences. That's the end of part 2.